Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. In this video, I want to give you a real quick tip to help you change your week. I was in two different men's groups meetings this week. One was in my regular weekly men's group, and then this morning I did a workshop with a colleague for some other men, talking about how to change the nature of your relationship, how to change the energy in your relationship. And we got onto the topic of complimenting and acknowledging each other. And so one thing I wanted to talk about in this video is the difference between recognizing or acknowledging your partner for what she does versus for who she is. Now, to give an example of this, if I was to compliment you, if I was to tell you, man, you're so talented, you're really good with tools. I think I really admire your skills in the with tools and fixing cars, or I really like the way you make money. I think you're really good at what you do. You know, you're really productive. You get so much done. That's complimenting on what you do. It's complimenting you for skills and things that you know how to do. It's complimenting you for knowledge. The difference between that and complimenting you for who you are is, you know, man, I've been watching the way you get stuff done. I watch the way you treat people. I watch the way you show up and you respect other people and you listen to them and you're really calm and you don't get rattled. I want to have more of that in my life. I wish I could take a pill to be more like you. I just appreciate your energy. When I'm with you, it feels good. You know, men don't talk to each other like that. But the second thing feels different, doesn't it? Oh, here comes a big old wind. The second compliment doesn't feel the same as the first. When I compliment you for being good with cars or making money or complimenting you for what you know or what you do, it feels different. It's appreciated, but it's a different feeling emotionally than me complimenting for who you are, for your energy, for enjoying being around you just because I want to be more like you, your nature, your character. And so it is when we're complimenting women. When we're trying to acknowledge women in long-term relationships, we tend to say, oh yeah, she's looking good, she's working out a lot, she's lost some weight, she's really good with the kids, she gets a lot done, you know, she's really productive, she's super organized, you know, she keeps everybody on track. And that's complimenting her for her skills and for her organizational skills and for, you know, losing weight, complimenting her for her butt looking nice in a pair of jeans. That's all well and fine. Women do appreciate being acknowledged for the hard work they do and the things they do for us. But if that's all they ever hear, they're going to feel like our value for them is only for what they do, especially for only what they do for us. We have to learn how to acknowledge and feel comfortable acknowledging who she is. This is uncomfortable for a lot of men. It's been uncomfortable for me in the past to be able to look a person in the eye, man or woman, and say, you know, who you are impresses me. I find your sense of humor intoxicating. I like the way you treat people. You make me feel good just watching you laugh. I love the way your mind works. It's intoxicating. Your creativity inspires me. Whoa. I'm going to finish this video despite the wind because I'm not doing a second take, damn it. So did you get the point? Complimenting a woman for who she is, not just what she does. It makes all the difference in the world. And you have to be authentic with it. You have to tell the truth. You can't just play this game to get sex or to get her to like you. You have to find the real reason you married her or that you're dating her and that you love her. Find the real reason that you celebrate her and who she is and say so. You don't have to pour it on thick, but find one thing that's true and say it. Say it as if the sky is blue for you. Don't make a big deal out of it. Get in the habit of acknowledging her and other people in your life for who they are, and not just what they do, and not just what they do for you. I guarantee you this one small piece of advice can change your whole week. I hear it over and over again. One small shift in how you show up can change everything. I hope that helps. I'm sorry for dropping you in the snow, but the weather is unpredictable out here. Thanks a lot, brother. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.